Just a World Cup update. Thanks to Kraken, Vossi. Still 1-0 in both games. Germany up over Costa Rica and Spain 1-0 up over Japan. And 26 minutes into the clash. Both clashes.
Crisco is providing some feedback on the radio coverage. We appreciate it. And we're not here to put down opponents, but Crisco says on the text, ABC coverage sends you to a sleep while SEN makes you not want to tune out. So thank you for that feedback, Crisco. No, ABC do a fine job and always have. But I'm just saying SEN is next level. And obviously there's a degree of bias here, but I'm also just telling you from all I've ever listened to, I'm a fan, a viewer, a listener, and I'm telling you what SEN are turning out right now is the best I've ever heard. Number one golfer. Self-acclaimed number one golfer. He's on the line from Oyster Bay. He wants to join the batsman debate. Brandy, I think it's great to have a person of the status of the number one golfer contribute to the discussion. Brandy.
Golfer, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, guys. Well, first of all, in terms of Steve Smith, if you average 40 in Test cricket, you're a very good player. If you're a 50, you're great. Forget about Bradman. He's just... One in a box, but 60, averaging 60, and he's above 60, you're more than a great. To me, he's the second best batsman after Bradman. And the way, if he continues on this path, a lot of people thought that he might drop away, but he gets another double ton. In terms of batsmen, I love to watch. Grew up watching Alan Border. How could you not put Alan Border in?
Fighter.
Took on the Windies. And it was just an amazing batsman. I love watching Brian Lara. I always thought that up until Steve Smith, he was the next best batsman. When he scored that first 277 in 1993, that was just amazing, his first ton. But I'll give you one that you haven't discussed that I love watching, VVS Laxman. Saw him live, and just in his hands, the magnificent pull through, mid on, mid wicket. It was just graceful to watch.
Great stuff. Yeah, your number one golfer. Thanks for it's good to put
good
together.
Nominations,
good
golfer.
Effort by you, number one golfer, putting together your thoughts this early and giving it some thought. That's a great call to start off with on our batsman debate. You've called it the batsman debate. That's what we'll call it. Rooster Ash. Brandy wants to pay tribute to you, the best of Brandy from Breakfast Radio this year. It's with some
this could be dangerous.
Here we go.
This could be dangerous. Rooster Ash, good morning, mate.
Nah, mate. Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday. Nah, you're safe, Brandy. I just want to say that how Brandy held the SEN breakfast show together and led them while Vossie was flaunting his way around England eating pork pies and whatever. Collecting jumpers. Done a great job, but you know what I mean? On holidays and
Brandy
just held that team together. Yeah, mate. Yeah. You've
good
done
call.
Well.
That
again. Again.
Rooster Ash. You're a good man, Rooster Ash.
Well, I
appreciate it. You've got
cricketers,
a back to you.
Fellas. Just on the cricketers, I'm with what the golfer said, Bradman and Smith, but there was another bloke that did not care what ball he was facing, and that was Vivian Richards. He just hit the ball. And that's why you're out there. Hit the red ball.
Yeah, with a cap on. With a cap on, no helmet. Never wore a helmet, Viv Richards. It's very amazing
good
to watch.
Rooster Ash, good to hear from you, mate.
Yeah,
good to hear from you.
Yeah, and I heard nothing but good things of your efforts while I was away, Brandy. Nothing but good things. Not great things, but good things.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Dan says, and this, look, I guess because we... didn't give this much thought. So as I was... Now, Dan's made me think about my top three. And he says my top three batters to watch. Adam Gilchrist. Just amazing when he was on.
Yeah. Must watch.
Was there anyone better than Adam Gilchrist when he was on? AB de Villiers, most skillful batsman I've seen. And Dan says Elise Perry, if she was a male, she would be in one of the all-time great discussions. Then goes on to say Meg Lanning, Ricky Ponting, Coley, Smith, Brenda Sehwag, Sachin Tendulkar, Sangakkara. He's named 10.
Yeah, what a
text. Dan's given us his top 10.
Great text. Now, Brandy, I don't know whether you're going to tune in while you're off, but this is your last joke for the year that you sit listening to.
JJ.
Here he comes. Brandy, give
me the summer to think about this one.
Yeah, after today, you have to rock the socks off Greg Alexander. Jay, where you go?
You're watching the World Cup, and I know all the rounds haven't finished, but I was trying to work out which group has the best fans, and I definitely think it's Group E.
Group E. Okay, Jay, thank you. Thank you,
Jay. It's been
a
long
year,
hasn't
it? That's where we leave it for you, Brandy. That's where it's left for you for the year.
Do we want to make this Jay's last day as well?
No, to be continued.
He's got to get you through next week.
Yeah, bloody oath. Let's go to the news. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.